This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods overnight after the saturated soil could not absorb any more water. Speaking at an afternoon news conference at the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she had been in contact with provincial authorities and wanted to reassure those impacted by the terrible flooding that they are not forgotten and that everything will be done to help them. The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. The Australian state of Victoria was ordered into a five-day lockdown Thursday following a spike in COVID-19 infections, joining Sydney as the country's two main population hubs battle an outbreak of the contagious Delta variant. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Sydney residents woke to some good news on Thursday. COVID-19 cases slowed down after days of rising numbers. But it is still not enough to lift the lockdown, warned New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
Whilst the case numbers are bouncing around, we are seeing a stabilisation. They are not growing exponentially.
Two deaths have been reported out of the city, the first for the country this year. Meanwhile, Victorian state capital Melbourne follows Sydney into a lockdown after a team of furniture movers travelled from New South Wales through the state of Victoria while infectious. Just over 12% of Australia's adult population of around 20.5 million have been fully vaccinated.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said Thursday he is asking China to be more transparent as scientists search for the origins of the coronavirus and acknowledged it was premature to rule out the pandemic might have been linked to a laboratory leak. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said getting access to raw data had been a challenge for an international team that traveled to China earlier this year to investigate the source of COVID-19, where the first human cases were identified in Wuhan.
And we need information, direct information, on what the situation of these labs was before and at the start of the pandemic.
In recent months, the idea that the pandemic somehow started in a laboratory and perhaps involved an engineered virus has gained traction, especially with President Joe Biden ordering a review of U.S. intelligence to assess that possibility in May. The U.S. Surgeon General is calling on Americans to fight misinformation about the coronavirus. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Vivek Murthy says health misinformation has led to people resisting wearing masks, to turn down proven treatments, and to choose not to get vaccinated.
Simply put, health information has cost us lives.
Virus cases have been going up in many states, while the pace of vaccinations has slowed.
Every week, I talk to doctors and nurses across our country who are burning out as they care for more and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated, all too often because they were misled by misinformation.
Murthy says many people don't intend to spread wrong virus information.
If you're not sure, don't share.
The World Health Organization is calling it an infodemic. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has reached its lowest level since the pandemic struck last year. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department report shows jobless claims fell to 360,000 last week. The tally has fallen fairly steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. It comes as further evidence that the U.S. economy and job market are quickly rebounding from the recession. Still, weekly applications for unemployment benefits remain high by historical standards. Before the pandemic, they were around 220,000. All told, 13.8 million Americans were receiving some type of unemployment aid during the week of June 26. That number's down from more than 30 million a year ago. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.